Hello and welcome to the Self-Narrate Podcast. My name is Brandon.
And I'm Jaren.
The Self-Narrate Podcast is a production of Self-Narrate, a organization that is devoted to helping people to develop and share their personal stories.
We are back with another episode of the Self-Narrate Podcast. It's been a hot minute, but we have got a special episode in store for you today. This is a story that was brought to us by Terry and Turbato at our most recent storytelling meetup at the Bull. The theme was breakups and makeups, and of course it was the day after Valentine's Day. And Terry and Turbato shared, I think, the ultimate breakup and makeup story. And I think it's the first time we've had a couple share the same story from different perspectives. So I'm going to just go ahead and hand the mic over to Terry and Turbato.
I am Terry.
And I'm Turbato.
And we have been a couple on and off since I was 14, and I will be 58 in April.
And I'll be 61 in August.
So we have a myriad of breakup and makeup stories. But I think it's really important to say two things. The first thing is that my auntie, Rosa, and his uncle, Gaston, also dated when they were teenagers, and they broke up. And so we found out about 10 years ago when they were 80 that they also dated. So we feel like we dodged a bullet because we could have actually been related and not been able to hook up.
But it is the South, so.
So when we first met, it was so sweet, so quaint. Me and my girlfriends needed a ride, and we were walking down the street, and we saw him backing out in his station wagon, his brown station wagon. And I said, "Hey, guy, I think I know you. Don't you go to our school? Can we get a ride?"
Wait a minute. Stop. That's not how it went. From my recollection, I was backing out of my backyard. I had a 1978 brown station wagon. A lot of room, a lot of things can happen. Yes. And I heard a voice saying, "Hey, you! Don't you go to PK? Give us a ride." I turned terrified and saw three pretty girls, all of them I knew were the bad girls. Intrigued I was, and I said, "No."
And but, I said, "What?"
And I said, "Okay."
So maybe I was a little mean, but.
But I was hooked after that.
And, you know, we kind of figured out that we lived in the same neighborhood, so we started hanging out, right?
That's right.
And it was real cool. It was very casual. And then one day, go ahead, baby, tell me.
So one day, I said, "Hey, would you like to go to the graduation party?" Because I was a senior, and, you know, there's always a graduation party. And P.K. Young was always known for the legendary graduation parties. So I asked her out.
And I was in ninth grade, so how could I resist the senior, right? That gave me some definite credibility and cool points off the chart. So I said yes. And we had so much fun.
Yeah, the parts we could remember, yeah.
And, you know, he was smitten with me and he was in love with me, but I wasn't in love with myself. I had some self-esteem issues. I had some internalized oppression things going on with class and color and everything. So although he wanted me to be a boo, I couldn't be a boo. Breakup number one. Years later.
Yes. So I was driving one day. I just had my first year at Florida A&M University. And I was driving around the corner and I saw this cute girl. Nice shape.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
Yeah. Nice haircut, pretty smile. And I looked again and said, "Oh my God, that's Terry." And of course, I asked her out again. My uncle had just gotten a brand new hot tub.
Needless to say, that first date back was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
So, since he was at FAMU and I needed to go back to school, I decided I would enroll at FAMU so that I could be closer to him because I no longer had self-esteem issues, okay? And I was ready to boo up. I couldn't even imagine why we wouldn't be together. You know, this was perfect timing. However, as I unpacked my stuff at FAMU and called him, he said he had a girlfriend.
Girlfriends.
So that was breakup number
two.
It didn't matter though that he had a girlfriend because he was my man and I continued to sneak around campus and see him despite all of his girlfriends
yes,
and
did.
All of his other life. Because this is my man, okay? Mine.
You have fans in the back. Yes, girl, that's right. You do what you got to do. And she did.
But alas, we grew apart and we lost track of each other. You know, I had a life, he graduated, and we moved on, you know, with our story. And I really can't remember if it was when he came home from Wisconsin and I was at home in his grandmother's bed smoking cigarettes and drinking bourbon.
Stop right there for a minute, please. Now listen, we're in the South and there are rules. And back then, girls who you date don't get to go into mama's bedroom to have a drink and smoke. You go in the living room, and you stay in the living room, about, let's see, 5 feet apart, with the lights on.
Even though we were old grown people, it didn't matter.
It doesn't matter. When I walked in, I hear laughing, and I hear giggling. In my mind, oh, it's one of my grandmother's friends, right? She there is just having a good time. When I looked in, there she was, on the bed, cigarette lit, whiskey in hand, Kiki ka ka ka. My mouth dropped, my heart stopped, and I said, oh my God, what dimension did I just walk into? She was in.
In like Flynn, okay? So we decided to link back up. At this point, I've lost track. What are we on, two breakups and two makeups? So at this point, I decided I was getting ready to move back to Atlanta. Home of the beautiful black man, okay? I'm just, and he was in Wisconsin, right, at grad school. So what we decided would be best for us is to have an open relationship. You know, we were young, we were 20.
We did.
And so he was allowed to date who he wanted in Wisconsin.
And she was allowed to date who she wanted in Atlanta.
But when we came together, all the other people had to disappear. So I love to tell it like this. For me, the men wept. They wept. They sat on the stairs and they cried, oh my God, how long is he gonna be there? When I went to visit him, I gotta tell y'all, those women treated me like a queen. No lie, no lie. I went to the student union and I had a damn throne. The girls were coming by to say, oh, how are you, queen?
That is so true. I can't believe that. I still can't believe it to this day. Nonetheless.
I decided it was enough. We had dated long enough, and we needed to be together. And so I gave him the ultimatum, you need to spend some quality time with me and we need to be making some decisions about how life is gonna be for us because we need to be together. And so at first he acquiesced. So he spent 2 summers with me but on break where we actually cohabitated, we lived together. He got me put out of one of my apartments because the lady was like, Miss Bailey, Are you shacking? Do you have a man in my house? And I had like 24 hours to find another place to live.
You forget that one part. It's a sin!
Yeah, it is. It was a sin. So we found a new place and everything was going lovely until one day he came from Wisconsin and said to me,
I want to break up.
He had 3 days left on his airline ticket before he could go home. He did not know anybody. And at that time, I was working with the National Black Women's Health Project and the Feminist Women's Health Center. So all my friends were some badass, mean-ass, hard-ass women.
Reflecting, I didn't think that through at all.
So, for 3 days, I cried and listened to Anita Baker. Y'all should look her up. If you don't know who she is, Miss Anita will get you through a breakup, okay? While my friend said, you need to get the bleep, 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 bleep out and leave her alone. Why do you care where he goes, right? So that is breakup what? I don't know. I don't know.
Three, yes.
A year later, he called me, and I was with someone, and he called me, and I told my roommate, oh, my God, I don't know how we're going to get rid of dude in the other room, but Turbato just called, and his ass is going to have to go. But, alas, Turbato was calling to tell me he was getting ready to get married.
Hey. No throwing. Fast forward, I got married.
I had a child with someone else.
My ex-wife tried to poison me.
My baby daddy left me. Like, we had been together 6 years, we had a baby, and we were broken up in 6 months.
And the universe heard our prayers. After dropping off my ex-wife and dropping off everything that I did not want, I came back to Gainesville, dropped off my things, took a deep breath, and after saying hello to all of my relatives, the first person I went to see was Terry. Knocked on her door.
What the fuck do you want? Why is you here? Jesus himself will have to sit at the edge of my bed and tell me to open the goddamn door.
So, how you been?
I opened the door, and he was so sweet and said, I'm so sorry, I made such a mistake. I love you, I've always loved you. True to our nerd self, Renoko Rashidi is coming here, and there's a big lecture on African history. Would you like to go? No, get out. But then I thought about it. I could go to a lecture and get to hang out with Turbato. So I opened the door and said, okay, I changed my mind. Remember how we were together, Turbato? I love you.
I got lucky. From that point on, we have not left each other's side.
We have been back together since 2010, and we have been married officially for 8 years. And I think we'll keep each other this time.
I think so.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Say goodnight, Terry.
Good night, Terry.